Your Mountain Rock Q94 coaches shows continue on this Friday, week six of high school football. And joining me right now is Thayer Bobcat head coach Briar Hancock. How we doing, coach?
Good, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. Well, congratulations on last week's win. I mean, that was a dandy one, knocking off the Houston Tigers 25-13. I didn't see the game. I talked to a few folks. I'm excited to hear your take on it. But what I did hear is Thayer did a fantastic job of ball control. I mean, you guys got the football and you milked it and kept control of the clock and picked up first downs, and just there wasn't much time for Houston to do a whole lot.
Yeah, and just going to what you said, we did a good job on offense of being efficient with the football and taking up a bunch of clock, especially in the first half. Mm-hmm. There was a couple drives where we had to convert on a fourth and one or fourth and two twice, maybe on the same drive, and we're able to do that. And multiple times in the game where we had a third and short and converted and just kept driving. And as much as I do, that can – take a toll on a defense when you're out there for the majority of the game. We had some stuff go our way early, and then later in the game, too, had some big stops on defense. So, overall, I was really pleased with how we played.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about the ball control, that's pretty much the offense, but your defense as well, you guys got some three and outs and we've all been there, when you can't get rhythm, when you can't kind of get some tempo and things kind of rolling, boy, it is so hard. And when your offense is controlling the clock on that side of the ball and then your defense is getting the ball right back to the offense, it's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it is. And the first drive, Houston was doing whatever they wanted to us on the first drive, and Cooper Clark comes up with a big forced fumble and a fumble recovery, and then we get to drive the football even more and take up more clock. So, again, we had some big plays here or there. I think it was the third possession of Houston's. We had a pick. Just little things like that, and seeing our defense come full circle, this past week was big for us, and it was great for our young guys as well.
Yeah, and momentum. I am a huge momentum guy. I don't care in what sport you're playing. If you can take the momentum, especially when you're on the road, when you can grab that momentum, man, that's like having, a 12th, 13th player out there on the field with you.
Yeah, for sure. And you know how crazy it is when momentum shifts, too. We had the momentum for the majority of the first half, and Houston takes one back to the house on kickoff return, and they had some momentum going into half. And our guys came out of halftime prepared, and we played our style of football and didn't really adjust to how they wanted to play. We just kept doing what we were doing the entire game, and that was control the clock offensively, create long drives offensively, and wait for that big play to happen. And then defensively, getting those three and outs. I was extremely pleased with how we played because Coach Sloan does a great job with those guys over at Houston, and mm-hmm. tip our hats off to him. He does a great job as far as game planning and figuring out opposing teams' weaknesses. So we knew it was going to be a tough one, and it was a tough one. And our guys played extremely well, and again, had some things go our way, and we couldn't be more happy with how it all turned out last week.
Well, tonight it's homecoming, and I think I'm going to say this for the first time possibly ever. The Thayer Bobcats are going to be playing a smaller class.
Yep.
That's wild. I don't get it. I don't understand it. To me, Thayer's always going to be a class one. No disrespect. I'm not throwing any disrespect out there by any means, but Thayer's a class one school. But you got Kabul tonight. What are you seeing out of the Bulldogs?
They've unfortunately have struggled in the past couple of weeks. Just things not going their way, really. And I think maybe just some of that being as young as what they are. We've been in the same boat as they have for a while, as just far as not having that experience maybe up front or not having that experience here or there. But athletically, I don't think they've missed a step from years past. Number 83 does it you know, he does a lot for him. He's extremely fast. As you know, he'll play in the slot. He'll split out wide. He'll play quarterback. He'll play running back. You know, does a lot for him. I want to say he's one of the faster guys in our conference. So, you know, getting him contained is going to be a big deal tonight for us, or on Friday night for us, defensively. And then offensively, I think, you know, our game plan is just keep stuff simple and make them play our style of football, which is just ground and pound and you know, live for those third and shorts and then, you know, live for that big play too. So, you know, just seeing what we see on film, I don't know if, you know, game plan changes as far as what we've done all year. You know, our guys have become, you know, I don't want to say comfortable, but that's the expectation is what we expect on offense, and these guys are doing that at a high level.
Well, now, before I let you get out of here, your overall health, you guys pretty healthy coming into this week six?
Yeah, for the most part. I want to say, no, it was a week, practice week, had a nose break his hand, nose guard break his hand. But other than that, you know, we're going in fairly healthy.
Right on. Everybody, again, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, Brian Hancock. Hey, we appreciate you talking with us, and good luck tonight, and we'll catch you next week, okay?
Yep, thanks, Gary.
Again, there's more of the Coaches Show coming, and more rock and roll as well on your Mountain of Rock, Q94.